Welcome back to Out of the Office. I am your host, Kaylin Spickler, and I am excited to sit down and talk with a few local leaders in higher education. We have the presidents from Virginia Western Community College, Roanoke College, and Ferrum College all with us here today, but we also do want to recognize that our region is fortunate to have so many furthering education opportunities, including these three, as well as local Hollins University and further down the road, Virginia Tech. With that, let's get started. Dr. Sandel, welcome to Out of the Office. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here and nice to see you.
Yes, well, thank you. I know that you are a well-known face in the region as you have been at Virginia Western for 20 plus years and serving our local community alongside that. But before we get too far into the conversation, would you introduce yourself?
I will do that. Yeah, thank you. My name is Robert H. Sandel, and I go by Bobby, and I'm the president of Virginia Western Community College. I came out to Virginia really in 1992 as president of Mountain Empire Community College in Virginia out in Big Stone Gap, way out in the far southwest.
Okay.
So I was there for 9.5 years and came to Roanoke in 2001. So I've been here 20 plus years and have enjoyed it very much. Roanoke is a wonderful place. And my wife, Jane, was a teacher, and she retired from Salem High School about 10 years ago, and she was a teacher for 37 years. And,
wow.
But I've been involved in community college education many, many years. Mm-hmm. I came up from South Carolina, where I was in their community college system, and worked my way. I was a teacher, a department head, the director, a dean, a vice president, and I came up as a president in Virginia.
Okay.
And I thought I'd want to go back to South Carolina, but we fell in love with Virginia. And so we love Virginia and what it's all about. So we're glad to be here.
Well, we're happy you stayed here.
Thank you.
So Virginia Western is located in Roanoke City, sort of right in the heart of our region. What makes Virginia Western unique in comparison to other local higher education opportunities, particularly for local students?
Yeah, well, Virginia Western is a unique institution. We're over 10,000 students. A lot of people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. And our average age is probably 26.
Okay.
But we get about 30% of all the high school graduates come to Virginia Western. And Roanoke County has our largest number of students. Almost 40% of our students come from Roanoke County.
Wow.
And
okay.
And so that's a lot. So we get a great percentage of those. We gear our programs in different ways. You can come to Virginia Western for a 4-week program up to a 2-year program. You can get an industry national certification in 4 to 10 weeks and go right into the world of work, or you can come for us for 2 years and get a transfer degree to Virginia Tech or Radford or wherever, Roanoke College or wherever. And in Roanoke College, the largest number of transfers come from Virginia Western. Virginia Tech is the same way, and Radford. So we have about a third of our students are transfer students. And we have an exceptional good price rate. We are a third of the price of the 4-year colleges. We work with industry and business, so the other 2/3 of our students are there to get the skills they need to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of healthcare. We got about any program you want, from business to healthcare, and probably if you go to the doctor's office, probably the receptionist is one of ours. Probably the nurse is one of ours. Whoever gives you the X-ray is one of ours. If you go to the dentist and get your dental hygienist, that's probably one of ours. So, you know, and, you know, radiography, the whole bit, you know, physical therapy, we have occupational therapy, surge tech. So all those programs are full, and we're excited about all of them. So we have about 50-plus programs. So it's a good place to be. It's very unique, good prices.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have dormitories. That's different.
Right.
We try to keep costs low. Mm-hmm. And probably 85% of our students, once they graduate, stay in the Roanoke region.
Okay.
And a lot of our employers like that because they don't hire somebody and 2 years later they want to go back to Richmond or go back to Northern Virginia or somewhere. So we are the community's college, a lot of students. And another thing, 2/3 of our students are part-time.
Okay.
So 80% of our students work.
In recent years, there have been increased additions to campus, including the Fralin Center for Health Professions and the recent STEM building. How have these new resources impacted students' experiences and opportunities at Virginia Western?
Well, actually, over the last 20 years, we have put about $150 million in our
wow.
campus. I mean, we have had a tremendous transformation from a college that needed to be upgraded in facilities. We needed new facilities. But you talk about the Fralin Health Center. I mean, that's where all nine of our healthcare programs are located. And if you know Roanoke well, the region, we are a healthcare-driven community.
Right.
So all the programs we offer are directly related to, geared toward the hospitals, the nursing facilities, and so forth in our region. We try to supply the workforce that our employers want. I mean, I'm not here to prepare people for Northern Virginia in most cases. I'm here to prepare people for our region. Mm-hmm. So these buildings like the Fralin Center, the STEM building is probably as good as any two-year or four-year college in the country. It offers the whole biomedical program. It's got all the sciences, all the math, IT. It's got chemistry, the physics, the whole thing. And if you know Roanoke, you know there's the Fralin Biomedical Center tied in with Carilion. Well, our students can come to us for 2 years, get an associate degree, go down there and work and be technician-level folks in those at that college. So, even if you don't do the college transfer track, the courses you take, you can go to work and then finish up a third year or fourth year program while you're working. A lot of our health programs come back and do that. So we've got great facilities. We're very competitive with anybody. So one of my main focuses was that we wanted to offer our students as good of facilities as anybody else. Mm-hmm. And we worked hard to do that. So, we have something you didn't mention. We have a tremendous culinary center over by the Higher Education Center. It's one of the nicest in the country. Out in Botetourt County, we have a tremendous trades place where you can take air conditioning, refrigeration, you can take welding, and all those different type courses. So I can get you from welding right up to heavy engineering, and you can take welding, I can take engineering and transfer to tech into their world-class engineering programs, and they do very well. So we have great buildings, great facilities, and a large array of program offerings to put in those buildings.
I think a misconception that surrounds community colleges is the lack of opportunities for students to get involved in extracurriculars. However, that's also not the case at Virginia Western. I was researching more about the college, and I just saw that there's a student life center with a fitness center and activities and your mural sports, clubs, everything. So what are some of the most popular activities you have on campus?
Well, you named a number of them there. Mm-hmm. What we did when the transfer program started really booming, we knew that a lot of these high school students wanted more than just driving in and driving out. Community college is usually you drive in, you get what you want, and you drive out. And there weren't many other things to do while you were there, trying to reduce costs. I mean, we didn't do that. So now we built a student life building, which has what students want, the food courts, all the food they want, the physical fitness centers, all the different places that they can do things. And we have a wide variety. We have an honor society program. We are a Phi Theta Kappa National Honor Society. We have really some really outstanding students. We have many, many intramurals you can take. You can do golf. We have a gymnasium. We have basketball. We have volleyball. And a lot of adults go up there and play pickleball. They love pickleball. So, intramural sports clubs. We got a engineering club. We got gaming. We got a gaming society there. These kids, they do all this gaming, and they have a club for it. And, we have tours that take students to different places around Virginia and other places. So, we try to do a lot of things for a lot of people as much as we. You'd be surprised. There are a lot of students who have not had the advantages to do things that a lot of us have had as we grew up. And so we try to provide opportunities for these students to do things that maybe they haven't had before, like take a tour on this, do these different things and so forth. So we try to make it a more of a college experience.
That's awesome. And it's funny that you bring up pickleball, because I think no matter what we've talked about on this podcast, pickleball has been brought up in every episode.
That is the thing today is pickleball.
It really is. Well, so Dr. Sandel, during your tenure at Virginia Western, you've gotten to see and experience a lot of growth, all of which you've talked about, and big moments for the college, but also the region as well. So what is one of the times where you've stopped and told yourself, remember this moment?
Well, I think the Virginia Community College system is composed of 23 community colleges all through Virginia. And about 10 years ago, they started what they call performance indicators. So they could see what colleges were really, the key performance measures were. They set these measures up for the colleges to try to meet those expectations. Mm-hmm. And the first one that happened, we ended up number one in the entire community college system. We were the highest performing college in the community college system. Performance like academic achievement, things like retention rates. More students came to us and stayed with us than other colleges. Our graduation rates were higher than most other colleges. You know, and different things, you know, and it just went, it went through a whole list of things that you had to do. And so over the last, we haven't been number one for 10 years in a row, but we've been number one, two, or three every year for 10 years. When we hit number one, that got everybody excited. And when, you know, when you do that, you want to continue to do that to meet those expectations. So, and that, not like credit doesn't go to, I give credit to everybody else. Mm-hmm. The faculty and staff, they're the ones that met these measures. And I'm very, very supportive of them. And I'm a president that tries to get them the resources they need to do a good job.
Now it is time for our next level adventure. So I am going to mix it up a little bit, as oftentimes in this part of the episode, I name an adventure that is geared more towards the Roanoke region or for tourists. But to stay on theme of the episode, we are going to make it specific to college students. So Dr. Sandel, can you level up the first day of classes?
Well, the first day of classes is quite an experience for a number of students. You have some that are very savvy and they know just what to do, but you have some that are just going backwards, okay? They don't know which direction to go in. They don't know where they're going. So what we started doing, we started putting tables around campus, and we had what we call our ambassadors. We had student ambassadors from the second year classes, and they set up tables and with a thing. Got a question, you know, put a sign up. Got a question, talk to me. So you could see people walking around with their eyes wide open because they didn't know where they were going, and they were looking at their schedules and they couldn't figure out what that building was, because the campus is a very large campus if you get on it. It goes on both sides of Colonial Avenue. It goes way back on both sides. And a lot of our students are first-generation college students, so a lot of their families haven't been to a college, you know, and so It's a new experience for the parents and for them. So that's kind of what we're about. I hope that answered the question.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's great. I think the main takeaway is to try and figure out where to go ahead of time.
It always helps. Where am I supposed to go?
Yeah. Well, that definitely helps ease nerves to have that confidence.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sandel, for joining us and for talking a little bit about Virginia Western as well as the Roanoke region and your experiences.
I appreciate the invitation, and I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Now with me, I have Dr. Shushok, president of Roanoke College. President Shushok, welcome. Thank you for getting out of the office with us.
Oh, thanks. This is a ton of fun. I'm very excited to be here and thrilled for the invitation.
Yes, well, we're excited to have you. And I was debating on whether or not I mention this so I don't show any bias, but I am a Roanoke College grad, so this
go
is
Maroons,
even more special.
Go Maroons. We're going to promote that. We can't let that go by.
Absolutely. So, Dr. Shushok, you are new to Roanoke College. So before we go any further, can you just introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. My name's Frank Shushok. I'm the 12th president of Roanoke College. And that says something, since there's only been 12 presidents and we're almost 200 years old. So presidents stay a long time at Roanoke College, which I think is a good thing. I grew up in Texas, and I spent 13 years prior to becoming the president of Roanoke College at Virginia Tech. So very familiar with Southwest Virginia, and this region of the state is my home. And listen, I'm married. I've got three kids, and really passionate about young people and their potential. And I just say that I think this generation who's been through a lot is the next greatest generation we're going to see in a long time. I'm really hopeful about the young people that are going to make a big difference in the world to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we can definitely see that passion. That's something that I've seen within your first year as president of Roanoke College. And so I know you mentioned that you were from Virginia Tech and have been here in Southwest Virginia for a little bit. Can you talk about just going from Virginia Tech size to Roanoke College size? Because the incoming freshman class size at Virginia Tech might be triple the entire student population at Roanoke College, which is a big difference.
Sure. You know, one of the things I think we sometimes forget is how important the system, the ecosystem of higher education is. It takes the entire village of our system of higher education to lift up our community. So even though Virginia Tech is very different, or Ferrum, or Virginia Western Community College, or Roanoke College, all these places have a unique role in fulfilling a promise that we have to continue to help our communities get stronger, more healthy, to flourish. They need them all. So Virginia Tech's quite different. People think, gosh, and honestly, I've been a big school guy. If you were to look at my resume, you would see Ohio State, the University of Maryland, Baylor University, Virginia Tech. But I'll tell you what, there is something really special about a place like Roanoke College. And something that is a real connect for me is I spent most of my career trying to make big places small.
Okay.
So one of the things I have found such a privilege to come to Roanoke College, it's small by design.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really hard to provide a customized education to meet every student where they are, where they're at, and to help them design their education at an intimate level. And I think that's really unique. It is important for some students to have that kind of environment. You can't become anonymous very easy at Roanoke College, at Virginia Tech. You certainly could choose to be anonymous and people would probably let you be that. If you don't show up for class at Roanoke College, I promise someone's going to not only notice, but they're going to follow up with you. And, you know, I love that we're at a scale that we can ask students about their strengths and their talents and their gifts and what their dreams are, and that we can design in a really specific way because of the scale to help students design a pathway for them and how they want to use their education. That's pretty unique, and I love that that's one of the options that students have in the system of higher education, even in Southwest Virginia.
So you have recently completed your first year as president, and it has been a full year. What has been your favorite part of the last year or favorite moment?
Gosh, it's hard to, I have so many wonderful moments, but it's hard to beat the pinnacle of the year. And as a Roanoke College graduate, you know how beautiful graduation is. And one of the things that I absolutely love about Roanoke College is 30% of our students are first generation college students. 27% of students receive the Pell Grant. To watch students be the first in their family to walk across the graduation stage to receive a college diploma is nothing short of humbling. I absolutely love it. It was incredibly fun to have my first graduation at Roanoke College, to celebrate with students who have pushed, who have strived, who have sacrificed, who made it. They did it, and they're the first in their family oftentimes to have done that, and that is just incredibly inspiring. It reminds me why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I didn't even realize that's incredible. Okay, so kind of going off of that, there have been a number of announcements in the last year.
We've been busy. We've been very busy.
So current students as well as prospective students have a lot to look forward to in joining the Maroon family. Can you talk about a few of the things that are on the horizon that not only current students might get to experience, but the class of 2028 would get to experience too?
Well, we've got a lot of things going. One of the biggest announcements that we made is that we're going to launch a football program, also marching band and competitive cheer. But we're excited about a number of new programs that are off and running. We're really planning on investing in things like IT and engineering and computer science, among all the other terrific liberal arts things that that we do. But very soon, within the year, we're going to break ground on a new science building, and that's going to be very exciting. And we're looking into, and one of the things that we expect we're going to do is we're going to use some cutting-edge virtual reality technology to help complement student science education, among other kinds of things. So we're excited about the way that we're going to begin using technology to enhance the Roanoke College experience. You know, one of the things that we're really good at is we're helping to to develop people who are great team members, who are great leaders, collaborators, great writers, great communicators. And gosh, you combine that with some excellent technical skills. And I think it's why people tell me over and over they love hiring Roanoke College graduates, mm-hmm. because they are terrific. But we're also doing lots of partnerships with local corporate and industry leaders, and we're excited about those things, but all sorts of good things. We also just announced a new lab school partnership. We're going to be getting, doing dual enrollment with Salem and launching a lab school, a new 4+1 program with Virginia Tech in computer science and computer engineering. And as you'll hear with Bobby, we're working on an articulation agreement with Virginia Western Community College. So partnership is the name of the game for us. We're working with Virginia Western. We're working with Virginia Tech. We're working with local school districts. We're working with industry, with corporate partners all across the board, and we're really excited about that because when we work together, we lift up the entire community.
Dr. Shushok, I am going to ask Dr. Martin here in a little bit to share advice for incoming first-year students. And from a different perspective, I know you said you have three kids. Are they out of college?
I have one who's 2 years out of college, and I have two that are in college right now. I have a rising senior and a rising freshman.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you are perfect for this question. I would love if you could offer advice to any parents who may be dropping off their student here in the fall thinking, don't you ever grow up?
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, parent success is based on our student success. We know when we launch a young person to become their best self, then we have really made it. And so part of our job is to grow with our sons and daughters, our kids, to grow with them and to recognize that they're changing, and when they're changing, we change with them. Our relationship changes with them. It's a wonderful thing, mm-hmm. And a gift to be able to allow them to become their next best self, which is everything that we're doing. And so remembering that as parents, I always try to remind us that as long as we're breathing, we're still becoming. And so even when we're 45 or 50 or 52 or 53, we need to be becoming our next best self as well. Yeah. And when we launch our young people off to college or to their next phase of life, it's an opportunity for us to begin anew, thinking about how we want to be different in the days ahead so that we can continue growing. So at the end of the day, if we're still breathing, we're still becoming, and that's a wonderful thing. But if I was going to add another little piece of advice that I like to offer parents is one of the things that we say at Roanoke College is that our purpose is to help you find your purpose. And mm-hmm. It's interesting because I think many young people think that they should know their purpose and what they're passionate about. And college is a place to begin discovering that. And so how do you find your purpose and how do you find your passion? Well, you try new things. So to be curious, and this goes for mom and dad too, when they're when their kids go off to college, is what are you curious about? And then to try new things, just try new things, because in trying new things is how you discover what you might love next. And isn't it fascinating that there might be something that we love most in the world that we haven't even tried yet, and that we will only know it because we tried it? Yeah. And that's the process that we use in our becoming and finding our purpose, our next purpose. You know, we don't have a singular purpose in life. Mm-hmm. Our purpose continues to evolve. It'll evolve for our children, but it also evolves for us as an adult. And you see the adults that are continuing to learning in their 60s and their 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. Gosh, you see people graduating with a college degree at 86. I love that they're living and becoming their next best self all through life.
Yeah, we need an 86-year-old Roanoke College
graduate. I know it. I think that's really, really exciting and inspiring.
Yeah.
We just keep growing.
I agree. Well, that is a really great answer. That's encouraging, I think, for everyone, not just parents, but even people in their late 20s or early 30s who may have thought they needed to find their purpose already.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I have a fun little game for us, and it is called Roanoke Rapid.
Oh my gosh, are you good at trivia? Is this trivia?
It's not trivia.
Okay.
At least not in a more, I guess, stereotypical sense of trivia.
Okay.
So this is kind of like Fast Money on Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I will give you five words one at a time, and then you will give either the first thing or memory or just whatever pops into your head first.
Okay. All right. Okay. I have no idea if I'm going to be successful at this, but I'm going to give it a try.
I believe in you. You'll be great.
I'm going to try new things.
Yes, okay, exactly. Yes. Okay. All right. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Okay. The first one is Rooney.
Rooney is one beautiful bird.
For those of you who don't know, Rooney is our mascot.
Yes.
All right, Shushok Shindig.
Shushok Shindig. This is one of the funnest Texas boot-wearing, barbecue-eating events for students, faculty, and staff at Roanoke College. We'll have our second Shushok Shindig this fall. I hope you come.
Oh, well, if I'm invited,
we got line dancing
absolutely.
Lessons, incredible line dancing lessons. Gosh, we had over 1,000 students show up.
That's awesome.
For our first Shushok Shindig.
That is awesome. Okay. So Main Street Salem.
Main Street Salem. Isn't it a beautiful, cute,
it is.
Lovely town?
Yes.
And I love that Roanoke College butts up against it. Mm-hmm. And I always say, as Roanoke College goes, so does Salem. As Salem goes, so does Roanoke College. We are in it together.
Yes.
And absolutely. By the way, the mayor of Salem, Renee Turk, is a proud Roanoke College alum, and I just really enjoy working with her.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know that. Favorite view on campus?
Oh, gosh, it's hard to beat looking over the Kerr Stadium. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely beautiful and breathtaking. I don't know why anyone would want to study anywhere else than Roanoke College.
Yes, you know, I agree.
Yeah.
I had a feeling you were going to say that one. All right, so the last one is tradition.
Tradition. Well, you know, the kicking post is a pretty cool tradition. So, you know, one of the things I've learned is that you're supposed to kick the post when you walk by it, mm-hmm. to keep your fortune in the right direction. And but you got to be careful about scuffing your shoes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, those were very good. Oh, my goodness. It was so fun to play that game with you as a Roanoke coach.
How did I do?
Oh, you did great.
Okay, good. Did I do better than the other presidents?
Well, I think everybody does a great job.
Okay,
because it's whatever
good answer.
Comes to mind first.
Good answer, yeah.
But I would say yours aligned very well with what I think Roanoke College alumni would also say.
Awesome.
And current students as well. All right. Well, Dr. Shushok, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciated getting to talk with you and hear about your vision and some of the exciting things coming up for Roanoke College.
All right. Great. Well, let's end with me playing a little game with you. I'm going to say, here we go, and you say maroons. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Maroons.
All right. Way to go.
Lastly, we are joined by Dr. Martin, president of Ferrum College. Dr. Martin, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to visit with you today and see your wonderful smile.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We're happy to have you. So we spoke with Dr. Shushok a little bit, and you are also new to your role as president at Ferrum College. So would you please just go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me here today. I've been at Ferrum College 6 wonderful months. I started in January, and this is my third presidency, and I will tell you that is something that I have longed to do. I have wanted to lead a faith-based institution, an institution where the values of the institution were part of the ethos, mm-hmm. of the campus, of its people, and certainly coincided or aligned with mine. And mm-hmm. At Ferrum College, it's a magical place. I was drawn to it because of its mission, because we are the School of Opportunity of Virginia, because we are that place where the faculty and the staff exemplify our motto of not self but others, because they're there to give back. They're there to instill their love of their discipline, their dedication, their humility onto the next generation of leaders. And these are not words on a page. It's a way mm-hmm. of life for them.
Yeah.
And so, For me, I grew up in Spain, mm-hmm. in a convent.
Wow, okay.
So my faith and family are mm-hmm. how I got my life. And Ferrum College exemplifies who I am and who we are,
yeah.
as an institution, as a place that is a destination for students, for families who are seeking that familial environment in a faith-based setting, mm-hmm. in a place where we churn out incomparable leaders, that are principal leaders to lead our world in a manner that we so desperately need, with principles, with values, individuals who discern what's right and wrong, what's just and unjust.
Yeah.
And so I was drawn to Ferrum College because of who we are, and I'm grateful to be part of that family.
Yeah, well, I know it's a special family. My dad actually started his career at Ferrum College, so I've heard a lot of the great things that you have said
as
well.
I'm sure that your father has told you as I go around the Commonwealth and beyond, visiting with alumni and visiting with individuals who know of Ferrum College, invariably, especially those alumni, say, I would not be where I am today were it not for Ferrum College.
Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's somebody who graduated a year ago or somebody who graduated 60 years ago. And I've met those, and they're remarkable individuals. Their love for the institution that gave them the start, that College of Opportunity of Virginia, that belief in the intellect, in the drive, in the talent that these students had, and nurtured it and challenged it, and then sent them off into the world to be the leaders who they have become, is part of our DNA, and it's part of our alumni's DNA. And so I often joke with them, and I say, I'm going to change our motto from not self but others to, were it not for Ferrum College, I wouldn't be where I am today. Not really, but it is very gratifying to hear that.
Yes,
I'll
I'm
have
sure
to meet your father.
Yes. So another thing that I wanted to talk about and go into more depth, you've mentioned this now a couple of times, but Ferrum's slogan of not self but others. I know you've said you've witnessed that. Can you give any specific examples maybe on how you've witnessed that, either with students, faculty and staff, or alumni?
Well, that would not be possible because we would be here for the next millennium. However, you know, when I say that our motto of not self but others is a way of life, it really is. It's part of the core of the values of who we are. Our faculty take time out of their days to talk to that student, to counsel that student, to walk with our students. We are nestled amidst 800 acres of beautiful landscape in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountain. Actually, our part of our 800 acres is part of the Blue Ridge Mountain.
Right.
And so because of that topography, because of that space, many of our faculty, many of our staff live around the campus. You see them walking the campus. You see them eating in our dining hall. And so you see them coming in on a Saturday or on a Sunday to be able to sit down with a group of students and just talk about life. You see them opening doors and connecting them with their world so that our students have a pathway. Their time is not their time. They give freely of their time to ensure that the next generation of leaders, our students, have not just the subject matter expertise that they provide them. They have not just the wisdom that they instill in them. They have not just the practical application and experiential opportunities, which they also provide them, but they also have the ability to become fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, and mentors, and part of their life. And so they give freely of their time.
Yeah.
You know, our events, be it an athletic event, I've never seen so many members of the faculty, staff, community, and students support each other. Our academic events, whether they're presentations or whether it's the theater performance or it's the choir performance, the people are there to support each other. It's not about self, it's about others.
I do want to talk about some incoming students. I know now that the 4th of July has passed, students might be thinking about going back to school or starting school. So for incoming students in particular, what piece of advice would you offer them?
Well, by now most students have chosen where they're going to go to school.
Right.
Some of them are actually not made that choice yet. And if you haven't made the choice, then come on home to Ferrum College. That's the advice I would give. For our students coming to Ferrum College and for students going to other colleges, I would say dream big and live a life that is beyond your wildest dreams. Be part of the institution. This is a time of your life in college where you're going to be surrounded by individuals who have all the same drive. They all want to live a life of consequence, and they're choosing to do it through education. But life in college is not just about the books or the athletic events, which at Ferrum College we have plenty of. It's also about being part of something greater than self. And so involve yourself in clubs. At Ferrum College, you can join faith-based clubs or service clubs, or you can join Greek Life, or you can join the student government. Be part of something other than just going to school and being a student athlete or going to games. Be part of passing it forward.
Right.
This is a time where you're going to learn how to juggle life, learn to accept change. You come to do A, but you end up doing B. Embrace it, because what we're trying to teach you is how to adapt to an ever-changing world. And this incoming generation, because of the advent and the acceleration of technology, of artificial intelligence, it's going to have to be used to constant and rapid change.
Mm-hmm.
So learn how to embrace it. And the way that to embrace it is be part of as much as you can involve yourself. Yes, academics come first, but then involve yourself, because that involvement, that ability to make friends with a diverse cadre of individuals who come from all walks of life, who have different expectations of what they want to do when they grow up, that's going to impact who you are. In addition to the fact that you're going to be making lifelong friends. Again, going back to the alumni, as I walk throughout and I visit with them throughout the Commonwealth, I am touched to see how these men and women who went to school together at Ferrum College continue to be in touch. They not just during homecoming, which by the way is October 21st, but also they actually vacation together. They do things together. They go whitewater rafting together. They go down to the Keys together. That's what college is all about. It's about experiencing, having a safe place where you can experience the world and then go out and mold it and adapt to it and change it.
So I think that is a good note to end our main discussion on. I do have a fun little game for us to play though before I let you go. So we are going to do round two of Roanoke Rapid, where Dr. Martin, I will say a word or words, and you will say the first place, memory, or thing that comes to mind.
Okay, well, that's going to be dangerous.
Oh, boy. All right, so ready, set, go. The first one is Panther Spirit.
Ferrum College.
Good answer. Campus Superstition.
Campus superstition? I don't think we have one.
Really? Do you have a campus tradition, maybe?
Campus tradition. Let's see. We're getting ready to have our connection weekend, so when our students come in, and all hands on deck.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's perfect. Panther grounds.
Panther grounds. The first thing that comes to my mind is a place to gather.
That's
fun
perfect.
Place to gather.
Yes. Adams Lake.
Trout and fishing and families fishing around the lake.
And then grilling their fish.
And then grilling it.
First day of class.
Excitement, chaos, wonderful time to see students' faces with smiles on their faces and faculty and staff just going all over the place, just welcoming our new Panthers home.
That's awesome. It's like a busy beehive.
Yes, it's wonderful. It's not even a control chaos, but it is the most wonderful. That and commencement are the two most wonderful times of the year at Ferrum College.
Well, that's awesome. Dr. Martin, we are so happy to have you here,
and we
appreciate you coming here and talking with us and sharing a little bit about Ferrum. And I know we wish you nothing but the best in your first full college year ahead at Ferrum College.
Well, come on home to Ferrum College. We'd love to have you. We'd love to host you. You will leave knowing the strength of character, the spirit of generosity, the difference that is Fairham College family, and then you'll want to come back over and over and over and over again. So come on home to Fairham College. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Martin.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be an episode of Out of the Office without Alex North. So, Alex, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me again.
So, you and Parks and Rec have been good, busier than ever, it seems.
Yeah, summer is, it's hard to believe we're almost at the end of July, rolling into August. Summer's almost over, and we're already gearing up for fall operations.
So, what do we have to look forward to end of summer, early fall?
Yeah, so what we have coming up, we have Food Truck Thursday, the third and final of the summer on August 3rd. At Green Hill Park from 11 to 2. You can visit our website at roanokecountyparks.com to see the full lineup of food trucks and vendors we'll have there. We've also got a new series out at Explore Park. Roanoke College's cycling races are going to be taking place at Explore Park, opening their new season coming up August 26th and 27th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. So you'll definitely want to stay tuned for some more info coming out in August for those races and what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And we also have the Tavern Stage Summer Music Series, which has our last two events of summer coming up on August 11th featuring Soul Acoustics. And okay. September 8th will feature Christian Q and the Groove.
Oh, awesome. That's nice to know there's another one in September we have to look forward to.
Yep. Just after the holiday, but you know, we'll still call it summer for there.
Yes. Perfect. Okay. Well, is there anything else that we can look forward to on the horizon then for the early fall?
Yeah. So Touch a Truck. That is one of our signature events that we've had in our department for the first time since 2019. That'll be coming back at Green Hill Park on Saturday, September 23rd. So you'll definitely want to come out and see a lot of different cool, interesting vehicles out at Green Hill Park where kids and big kids like ourselves can go out and see, touch, and actually get up inside some of these really cool vehicles that you see on the interstate or around town and in the region. So that's a really cool event that we're looking forward to. And then, of course, Treetop Quest will continue fall operation starting August 12th, and that'll be weekends only through October 29th. And you know, we're really looking forward to fall because that means Spooktacular Saturday is coming up at Explore Park as well. And you know, before we know it, it'll be late fall, early winter with Illuminites coming up.
I was gonna say, are we talking about Illuminites yet?
Yeah, so it's really cool because one of the things about Illuminites is it doesn't really take place just during the winter, but our park staff and some of our crews who work on the lights actually start setting everything up after Labor Day. So it really is, you know, if you're out of the park, you'll notice some things being set up before Christmas and the holiday times, and we're really looking forward to that this year again at Explore Park.
Yes. Do you know if there's going to be anything new this year like there was last year?
We got a few things in store. We'll kind of save that for a later episode. But yes. One thing is the trail will be going in the normal direction this year. Last year we reversed the trail, but one update is that we will be going, I guess, the normal way on the Illuminites trail this year.
Okay. Well, a nice little sneak peek and teaser for later this year.
And if folks want to learn more about some of these events and programs that we have coming up, they can go to our website, roanokecountyparks.com, because our Fall Rec Life brochure cycle begins on Monday, August 14th. So you don't want to miss out on registering for those fall programs coming up.
Awesome. Very good to know. Well, we have lots to look forward to. I'm excited to stay tuned with all that's happening in Parks and Rec.
And also, don't forget, Kaylin, you can actually go to Treetop Quest and try your Twilight Zipline experience that you've been waiting to do.
Yes, I have been waiting to do that.
Because you can test your fears and be fearless out on the course at night. Strap on a headlamp and soar through the trees at night.
Yes, I will be just like Taylor and be fearless through the trees
for sure,
at Twilight.
For sure. You've done it during the day, now you got to come out at night.
For those of you who haven't quite caught on yet or maybe aren't Swifties like Alex and I, then that is our Taylor Swift reference, one of the few for this episode. Yes, well, I'm excited to do that. I do have my calendar marked, and that is a big event for sure.
Yep. Well, thanks for having me again on Out of the Office, and looking forward to coming on the next episode.
Thank you for being on, as always, Alex. Thank you for tuning in to learn more about a few of the higher education opportunities we have in the region. Please make sure to share this episode to those furthering their education or beginning the college search, as well as to their families. Also, make sure to use hashtag Roanoke Out of the Office or tag official Roanoke County in your Out of the Office adventure pictures. And let us know if you caught all of the Speak Now Taylor's Version references, as well as a couple other bonus Taylor Swift references throughout the episode.